The Battle of Khartoum, a fight for Sudan's capital, could ignite conflicts across a continent. That is the view in neighboring Chad. The landlocked nation in the heart of Africa is politically fragile from its own rebellion a few years ago. So, despite tens of thousands of refugees streaming across its eastern border from Sudan, and more on the way, the real worry, Chad's leaders say, is maintaining national security.
Once a conflict endures, it plunges a country into chaos. It leads to armed groups, the formation of factions that are uncontrollable by the state. And it also impacts the economy. If the conflict in Sudan continues, Chad will have many security problems.
A country Western allies hoped could someday be an oasis of stability began expanding military spending even before the crisis in Sudan.
Chad really is a place that is boxed in by conflicts. Southwest, just across the river behind me, is Cameroon. Now, fighting there a few years ago displaced tens of thousands of refugees who are still here in the capital. To the north, along the border with Libya, as well as to the south in Central African Republic, are armed rebel groups that want to overthrow the current government. And to the west, along the borders with Nigeria, Niger, and again Cameroon, the armed group Boko Haram remains very active.
In such a dangerous neighborhood, the government has prioritized security. But human rights groups say what was meant to be a transitional government is consolidating power. The best way to guarantee regional safety right now, analysts say, is a ceasefire in Khartoum.
It's not just a fighting about Sudan. It might be a fighting that would regionalize very easily. So it's about calling the two parties to have a reading that goes beyond their own position. So they should put the future of Sudan and the future of civilians, but also the future of the world region, in the core of the discussions they might be having.
Chad's state and civil society remain deeply divided, but tend to agree that warring sides in Sudan should talk it out, not fight it out, because it seems what happens in Sudan will not stay in Sudan. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, N'Djamena, Chad.